around. 5:30, we'll call the work session together. Open. We'll start with ARPA. And so there's a couple of things that came up recently. Ms. Fucano and I went to a meeting yesterday with the state comptroller, and he was talking about IT stuff. And he said that most of they do an IT audit. So we have IT people that come in, and we did that this year. We had them come in and make all these suggestions. One of the suggestions was we need to have cloud-based stuff, which I knew that. So we're in the process of doing that now. But they will come in and do a free audit. So when we talk to you, did you talk to the lady with the IT? Okay, so but they'll come in and do an audit. So we got one from the people that do our IT right now, but I thought it would be a good idea to have other people come in and just say, okay, see what the state comptroller says about the IT. So, you know, some of the stuff they suggested we're already doing, you know, like with banking, having one computer dedicated to that, we do, which is good, but there's a lot of things that they come in, and especially now, you know, because they go into these towns and they see what's, you know, how they're being hacked, and so we'll be the beneficiary of the information that they got from these other towns that are being hacked. I think that we'll probably find that we're going to have to invest some money in that. How much, I don't know. But we went out today, Tim, Kevin, and I, went out, Kevin Merrill and I went out and started looking at some of our buildings. And we have a number of things that, a lot of things, more than I thought. Sprinkler heads, you know, and we'll list them. We didn't do an inventory yet, but he started going through and the things that we need to update that haven't been updated before. And we're talking tens of thousands of dollars or more. So I think that what we should do is look, and I called Greg Evans, and I said, you know, we got issues with our buildings. We need to update them. We need to bring them in compliance with ADA and everything else that we need, you know, whether our bathrooms, our sprinkler heads, our, you know, ramps going up on the concrete, whatever we need. And so Tim and Kevin are going to do an inventory of all of them, go through them one by one, and then we're going to come up with a cost estimate of what it's going to be. But some of the things we were talking about was a lot.
Well, know? Also, one thing that you guys probably didn't even...
It's everything from ADA compliance with just physical aspects of the buildings to, you know, fire alarm panels, or like Bob mentioned, sprinkler heads, again, fire alarm panels, you know, your smoke detector and CO2 detector heads. But this stuff is just either unserviced or severely out of date. You know, HVAC components at all the buildings, either they haven't been serviced in years, or items aren't working, or beyond repair. And that's in all buildings.
Looking at making them compliant too, you got one thing that you guys probably didn't realize was breastfeeding stations too is now required by law that you need a breastfeeding station in every building.
Something like that is by law, and Tim's more in touch with the codes and law.
That's what we're talking about. These things, bringing them all up to code, and it's not going to be a cheap endeavor. I can see. I don't know. I don't want to speculate because I don't have any idea. But so many things, you know, railings, bathrooms, like you said, the breast station. I didn't know about that. You know, but
all the parking lots are either out of compliance and or just severely just under maintained.
Right. striping, signage. So I think that we should go, and we're going to go through and we'll come up with a list, but I think that should be a priority for us because, mm-hmm. you know, that we have the money now. You know, why wait till we get sued or something else like that? Let's get it done. And we'll do a comprehensive evaluation of the buildings, which would include, like Kevin said, we just got the, our sprinklers are up and running, or our fire alarm are up and running. That's all new here, the panel and everything. I think we should look at the our security system for the building. Look at, like you said, you know, let's, Al, with the unit, the rooftop unit, the heating unit, that was something that they suggested needed to be replaced in the near future anyway, right? When they last came out?
They didn't say that it needed some work,
yeah.
some maintenance. They didn't say that
no,
it needed to be...
The rooftop units here, they're still serviceable.
Yeah.
In fact, they'll be out next week to finish some of those repairs, the replacements of the VAV boxes and that, so stuff they've been... And that's Carrier, but then once we've got that done, I've got quotes for just regular annual PM service, which really needs to be done.
Yeah.
Stuff like that hasn't been done, so that's why it's been so long.
Right.
You know, with things that aren't working. I mean, this building, the heat is, sometimes it works great, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't work at all.
You know, they have that water fountain over there that doesn't work. You know, we're supposed to have one of those. So,
but the rooftop units over at Highway, one is been replaced. So the one above their office portion.
But they're used to working out in the cold anyways. They don't really need
it. No, they don't. All right, I mean, if you say they don't need it. They have another unit there.
Forever.
There's another unit there that is original with that building. And it was serviced in the fall just by luck that the guy was able to service it, and it didn't need major parts, but there's parts not available for it anymore. They just had the units in the Elizabeth Street garage serviced. And one of the units he disconnected and capped off the gas to it because he needed to borrow parts from that one to get another one working. So, I mean, that's the condition of all these. You know, and in that garage, these are your ceiling hung, they're gas-fed furnaces.
So what's your goal, Bob? I mean, that sounds like an extraordinarily good thing to do, but a few months or how long?
Well, no. We went over today. We were working on that today, but there were so many things. I called time out, and they're going to go over Monday, and they're going to
start Monday with just a survey of that building and what it needs, just comprehensively from top to bottom.
Well, when you say you're going to go over, I mean, I don't want to micromanage. This is fantastic what you're doing, but are you going to go with someone that knows? Is it Al going? Who's going to go with you?
Tim's going.
Yeah.
We're starting with just what,
right.
what codes and
okay.
ADA compliance.
Right. Okay.
Then we'll work in the rest of the stuff. Like,
okay.
Then we'll start, we'll see what they have for everything else.
Tim, as far as Tim is, you know, when it comes to all of the codes, whether it's ADA, I mean, that's a lot of what it is initially beginning with is just compliance, code compliance.
Right, but you had mentioned heating plants.
Then
you need some expertise in that area.
We'll start bringing people in, contractors in, take a look at them and get...
Exactly, that's the contractors that I brought in.
Just like the security system, I want to have somebody take a look at this, mm-hmm. see what we should do with that, you know, if we got the... fire system in, and that's local now. We used to send it down to South Carolina. Now it's a local company. So I want to have them take a look at the security because the person we have now is going to be retiring soon. So now's a good time to look at it. If we got to change, we change now. If we got a, you know, their rotunda area, they could use a freshen up. Let's get it painted, you know, and then get the striping. Let's look at the handles if we need the bathrooms done, and then we'll go through all the mechanicals with it. Sounds good. There's a couple of companies that we can look at to do that.
Good. Where did we end up with the fire alarm system? Was that able to be retrofitted? I know at the last meeting we left it.
Yeah, that's all up and running.
No, okay. It's all
brand. It's all new. Okay.
New panel, detector heads.
So they were able to keep what we had, the infrastructure, and just replace the units?
I believe the only thing that they could reuse were the pole boxes, all the pole stations.
Okay.
Everything else is, well, for one, all of the heads were expired.
Right, but I thought we weren't sure if we were going to be able to keep the same company or if it was proprietary or what could be replaced or what couldn't.
Dina would speak to that. Norma, she's the one that dealt with the vendor, but from what I understood with the previous vendor, the only thing that would have been reusable would have been the pole stations.
Okay.
Everything else had to be, I mean, in your wiring is all the same, but your the panel out in the rotunda was completely expired.
Okay.
All of your smoke detector and CO2 heads are only good for,
you said 10 years, right?
Maximum 10 years. I think it's somewhere between 6 and 10 years.
Right.
They have to be replaced. You know, your batteries are only good for like 6 years.
Right.
Batteries there.
I just want to make sure. I saw Dina's email saying everything was done, and I didn't know.
No, it was all done. Like I said, I think that from my knowledge, the only thing that was reusable was the pole stations.
Okay.
And of course, your wiring.
Right.
You can't rewire it.
Okay.
But once we started looking at the cost, I figured, okay, well, if we're going to do that, we might as well do everything.
Absolutely.
Get it done. We got the money. I mean, why wait later on where if we had, big numbers where we'd have to bond for it when we have the money now? Let's use the money and get this up and running. You know, it's an authorized expenditure, so
good.
You know, we'll come up with a list of things, and then once we identify them all, and there's a lot. That's why I mean, we'll have it done. Yeah, it won't take that long. I mean, we'll come up with a list within a couple of months.
Survey everything, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of months, we'll be able to get it done, and then get the people in here, take a look at everything, and
prioritize it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a look at it. Okay. Grant funding.
So, 5-year plan. We talked about it. The new CDBG grants have come out. Same areas as last year. Let me get this open back up quick.
Yeah, it is. I look.
Yeah, same areas as last year. So it's the rats in their corporate park, basically, and that area south of 370, west of 690. That's eligible. Obviously, one project came off with the Mills Road Water District last year. We could apply. I mean, Brundage Road, I don't know if we want to wait another year. Brundage Road, I don't know if anybody's been down with a piece of Brundage Road that hasn't been repaved, really took a beating this winter. That's got to be done sooner rather than later.
Well, we put that down last year. Is $50,000 going to do that?
No, that's not going to cover it all.
How much is that going to cost?
Last year's cost, I want to say, was $85,000. This year, we're close. I mean, I don't see a huge escalation in asphalt prices this year, but I think you're probably hit $90,000. But I don't know, as we... Let's face it, we haven't gotten a signed contract from the 2022 grant. I just talked to Mike today, and we're supposed to get that in the next couple days so that everything got approved by the legislature. So I don't know if we want to wait on Brundage Road, but with that being said, Loop Road is not far behind Brundage Road from a road surface standpoint.
All of Loop Road from 31?
Last time anything was done to it was this summer, would be its 10th year, and we put a fiber micro chip seal Loop Road's in need of some attention, which would be ineligible. It's within the map, limits of the map.
What's the
other pieces that we have done in the industrial park is McLean Drive north of West Entry Road, which is a town road where that could be added in. Bob had also mentioned, so there is an opportunity to ask for $150,000 grant this year. Bob had mentioned a generator for the highway garage because it is in an eligible area. I mean, that seems like a very logical request. Certainly will benefit elderly and disabled folks, just because if, you know, you can't get the plow trucks out of the garage, you know, nobody gets out. So we can certainly make that argument and, you know, hope to get some funding for that one, unless somebody else has another idea for a project that costs $150,000 that's in an eligible area.
Now, you and I were just chatting about West Entry Road. That doesn't fit in the area?
It does, but it's not a full $50,000 project. You wouldn't want to apply for a project that costs less than $50,000. You kind of leave money on the table, I guess.
See,
there's a 25% match, so the grant funding's up to $50,000 plus a 20%. So you really need a project that costs $62,500 to
make it worth it.
Make it worth it. Yeah, don't leave money on the table, basically.
Right.
These grants have a high success rate. Typically, we get them. You know, I mean, my thought is Burnage Road needs to be done this year, but we could grab McLean Drive potentially, which is in not much better condition than Burnage Road, in 2024 with the grant funding from what we apply for this year.
Well, you said Loop Road isn't far behind.
Any,
so, how much would Loop Road? What are we talking about with Loop Road?
Loop Road's 36 feet wide. I mean, I don't have the number right here in front of me, but I think you're $180,000 all day long.
$180,000?
Yeah, for fun.
Okay. Now, that $150,000, I can't remember. Is that for anything, the $150,000 grant, that one? I can't remember what it said.
It's the same requirements as the other one. Yeah.
As the other one?
It has a benefit to elderly and disabled, an economic or economic benefits.
Well, we need a generator in this building as well.
This so the line.
Yeah, we're inside it. This building is inside it because it's Willett Parkway.
It.
Huh?
I think this building is just outside. I think in a second.
Yeah, I looked at it. I think it was Willett Parkway down to 60 Road.
You're just going to kick these ideas around? I mean, these are all good projects, so what do we need?
Well, we'll decide which one we want, but this building, I mean, when we're talking about, you know, we need to have a building that can house, well, first of all, we have to have, in an emergency, we have to have a building to work on. And then we could also use this as a shelter building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we do that, some of the things that we can do while we're doing renovations here, we should look at increasing the bathroom capacity so that we can handle, you know, if we had to house some people during an emergency, we could handle some of those things here.
I know nothing about that, but why wouldn't the schools be a go-to place before this?
Well, they would be both, but we, if we would use the schools as well, but you still need this building to operate.
What do you mean by operate?
Well, how are you going to conduct business? If you have an emergency, where's your emergency operations center?
If everything's in a cloud, you could be home.
No, you can't. You have to have, you can't be off-site and do emergency operations. You have to be together because there's a number of things, a number of people. Highway would have to be involved. You'd have the police involved. You'd have all the people that provide the services here. They're all involved. And you'd say, well, the county does that. Well, the county does do that, but if you have a county-wide emergency like they did during Labor Day storm, each town is on their own. So you have to have your own emergency operations center. And that would be this. And if we had to put people up, where would we put them? I don't know if the school has generators in the school. Do you know, Pete?
We don't have. I know we don't at our school.
Yeah. So if they don't have generators, that wouldn't be a viable place to send people.
But not overly complicated. I think you're on the right track, Bob, in addressing this. Does it call for perhaps a meeting with the three municipalities and even the school system to discuss what if there's an emergency in Baldwinsville?
Yeah, I'm
Baldwinsville, Van Buren, Lysander, right. And just
right. I'm
left-handed.
I'm going to get together with the fire departments and the police and put together a plan. I got all the stuff. I've already talked to them about it. I've been slow with it because, well, we had the comptroller go, so that, took up some of my time. Then with Al leaving, that took up some of my time. But we have to develop an emergency management plan here. But I can tell you that you need an emergency operations center. Where are you going to do that from? This is the most logical place. We have the offices. We have the conference rooms. We have bathrooms if you had to stay here. Everything we need is here. Now, this isn't the only place that you have. You have to develop other things. The school would be one. Churches would be one. If you had a mass casualty. Let's just take that thing that happened down in, what's that place in Ohio?
Oh, train derailment?
Yes.
Palestine.
What?
It's Palestine.
Palestine, yeah. Palestine down there. We have a train thing that goes right through here. Now what do we do? What do we do with people? You got to move them. Now that wouldn't be good because the way that is, we probably wouldn't be able to use it. But say it happened down the road where we had to evacuate people. Now you got to have an emergency operation.
Wouldn't the county then step in and supersede the town?
Oh, they would. But we would be part of it as well. And they would probably want something on site. If you have a thing, they would probably most likely use our place as emergency ops center. So you need the generator to keep going if the electricity went down. You're not going to do it if something like that.
I think that's a great idea, but I'd first put a generator at the highway barn before I put one here.
I mean, what's because a portable generator?
If the power goes out at the highway,
your assets as far as equipment and manpower are at highway. I mean, that would be, to me,
that's the most logical sense.
From an emergency management standpoint, I mean, you could move to a desk over there because everything would be in the cloud, and that's where all your assets, as far as from a town perspective, we don't have any other asset to assist an emergency other than the highway.
Yeah.
But,
got all the trucks there.
We don't run the fire service. We don't run a police.
Yeah, I mean, that would be our logic.
Plus, if the power goes out, too, I mean, you got all the trucks there.
To me, that's the logical place to.
So it's a big issue, and this is a good conversation, but, Bob, this is your world, and I think, considering all of those options and then just, maybe it makes sense to have a command center here as well as in the highways, but we're not going to.
Well, we need a generator in both places. Whether we do them both at the same time. But what I'm saying is they had a generator. What happened to the generator that they had there?
They didn't buy it when they bought the building. There was a generator that was on National or Niagara Mohawk owned the building. They had an opportunity to buy it, and they didn't buy it.
Yeah, that was smart.
So anyway, you're going to put a good plan together.
So I guess basically the other piece of this that I was just reading the grant application again. So we have to do a public hearing for our five-year update. updated five-year plan. So if possible, can we add a resolution F to the agenda to
schedule
a public hearing for the community development grant five-year plan, updated five-year plan?
Write it up. We can add it because we have that on here already.
And then we can have it done before the application deadline. Because they've always just have to do it after the fact, but we've got time, we might as well just have it done and send it all at once.
So does this building fall in the lines?
It does, yes.
Okay. And so what is the process again? I know we list like projects,
yep,
and we list years. So, if we, how does it flow through the county? Like, what if they don't approve our project? Do they pick a project or how?
No, you don't.
You don't get it.
You don't get it.
Okay.
But last year we got one of ours, and we've been getting them right along.
So we put like a $50,000 project and a $150,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our 151 last year was Mills Road, and they gave us 50 because they actually didn't give out any $150,000 ones last year. But they must have more money because they said you can apply for both of them again. Doesn't mean we'll get them, but we've been doing pretty well with them so far.
So does Al have what projects we want to put down for the 50 and the 150?
No, that's what we're talking about now.
I think I got deferred back to, or Bob Drossi was saying deferred back to Supervisor Wicks.
Okay.
As far as what we want to put on. But if somebody else has another opinion.
They're all good projects. I'll pick the one that makes the most sense. Talk it over with Al and then just...
Well, that's another thing. If we think... You definitely need this building to be operating. You know, people need to go.
Well, what would a portable generator to run a building cost? I mean,
you need a big one. You need something like they pull in behind an army one. You need a good size. I don't know what size, but it's a big generator that you'll need to run this building. Because we're running heat, we're running lights, we're running everything. So that's what size? I'm not sure, but it's big. It's more.
Well, I was just, you know, maybe you need it over here or maybe you need it at the highway. That would be portable in the sense that we could move it.
Yeah, you're not going to get a...
Need diesel, gas, and then you got to fill that.
So they do make... I would go with diesel because we have gas service here available. And for the size of generator that we need to run for 24 hours, you're probably going to need a couple hundred gallons of diesel. So you get into the whole petroleum bulk storage permit issue.
Yeah, you need natural gas. You plug it into natural gas.
Yeah,
but the highway, what we need for this building is a lot larger than we need for the highway.
Of course.
The highway, we only need, what do we need to do? We need to run a few lights. They don't need to run... You need to run a few lights and the heat for the
rooftop units are a pretty big draw. The rooftop HVAC units are a pretty big draw. They're not small units. I think the one is like one we replaced, I think, is 1.5 ton. And I think the other one, the bigger one, is like a 3 or 4 ton unit. They're not small. That's a big building. It's not as big as this building, but it's a big building. They juice or not.
Well, I'm not saying it's a small one, but it's not going to be as big as this because you need to run everything here.
Well, yeah, here you run.
You got to run everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like a consensus is highway first, and then this building. I mean, is that?
I agree with that.
I think we should do them both.
Of course, but
do them both.
If we have to do one at first, I would do.
Well, if we're going to get the $150,000 grant. I don't even know how much they cost yet. We probably should send it out, see what we see what they cost.
$450
$450
$400 to $450
Where'd you get that number from?
Ken looked at them a while ago.
Wow.
But that was a ballpark one.
Just so you know.
I'm guessing. This one should be bigger than that one.
Bob, we just, in the proposal that I gave you tonight to do the community development five-year plan, I talked to one of our electrical engineers and got a cost included in that to size a generator for the highway garage.
You asked them for it?
I gave them, I included that numbers in that one, so not the exceed number. That's on the agenda.
So, the generator that we would use for the highway, right? Is that would that be 150 plus?
I think installed with a concrete pad, any additional plumbing that needed to be done. I think the gas main is still run over to where the generator used to be, and there's a shutoff valve on it.
Right.
And it's already wired. The building's already wired to accept the generator. There's already switchgear there. So I think that. Generator itself is all $100,000.
Yeah.
And then you got to have somebody install it. So I think you're going to do the bid package, everything else. It's all of $150,000 project.
The reason I'm saying that is if we were looking at doing them both at the same time, that's why I'm talking about this ARPA money. If we knew the one that was bigger for here, and that was definitely going to cover the 150. We put this one on the grant, and then
the highway garage will cover the 150.
You're sure?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Even and just is it going to be over? Because numbers. Reading those
we'll
grants,
get, we'll get the match and everything else in there.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The grants. If you use your own money or some other grant funding, you're more likely to get the grant.
There's a 25% match in all of these.
Yeah.
We have to budget money for it. So if we get the grant next year, we got to put money in the budget to fund the 25% match.
Can you match it with ARPA money?
Yep. That's one of the reasons why I'm talking about. And then I think we get when we get the
one here. Yeah.
Get one here at the same time. That's part of the
two for
we
one.
Have we have the money if we can get that, we have the money. That'll be 150 towards that. I mean, that's almost a wash, and then we have one for here. Now we got both places taken care of, and then we just, that's why I'm saying with this ARPA money, before we move forward, everything that I saw today, you know, we need to do some upgrades on these buildings. It's been, and our infrastructure, so.
Would you like a proposal to do a generator design package for this building? Is that what are we at that point? You want to wait a little while? I mean, our electrical folks put that together if you're asking for it.
Well, if he's going to come out the highway, might as well have him come out here. How much is that going to cost?
This is a little bigger building. There's a little more to involve because you're rerouting gas mains and whatnot. That already has gas mains stubbed out.
What do you have, an electrical engineer over there that can size it?
Yeah, we have MEP people that can size it and
put a RFP together?
Yeah, we'll give you a full bid package and
for both?
Design, stamp design, yep.
So what are we talking about?
I'm an MEP guy, Bob. We've got to ask them. I don't know what the cost will be, but I'll get you a number if you're interested.
Yeah, ask them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be spending ARPA funds if we decide to go. It's not going to affect this grant.
No. We asked for this grant, and these we get the results.
Might as well do it.
You know
what I mean?
Well, then you know.
This is kind of crazy.
We know what
they'll
tell us.
Coming out there, come here.
Right.
They'll tell us if we got the grant. I think the notifications usually come out by the end of July.
Oh, yeah. There's
summer.
Things. Yeah.
But you don't
actually,
get it. It takes 8-9 months before you actually get a signed contract.
Right. But you know you got it.
You know you got it, but it takes like 8 or 9 months before you actually get a signed contract.
Yeah.
So,
but they tell you which one you got.
Yeah, well.
So that's the $150,000 one. The $50,000, I think we put it on the worst road that has the most benefit to the community.
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Brundage going to be over 50?
Brundage is going to be over 50. We can't wait another year on Brundage.
Yeah.
We got to do it this summer, and we're not going to get the money until 2020.
Well, you already have that one. I mean, all you got to do is change the dates on that one.
know, but they won't reimburse. You have to have this. You can't spend the money until you have a signed contract.
I understand that.
I don't think we can wait another winter. If Brundage goes another winter, we're going to lose the base course on it.
So we got to work on that this year.
So you're looking at.
So take Brundage off. What's the other road?
That's why I was saying.
So loop.
So that's going to be. So that's going to be on Ken's.
He's going to guess. We're going to. He's going to.
Okay. Well, that'll be on the thing, so we don't have to worry about that.
What other road then?
We could go for loop. Loop Road this year. What's that?
Glacier Ridge is worse than these two.
It's got to be inside.
It's got to be inside the allowed area.
Yeah, the residential part of Radisson.
Well, part of the residential part is the deep lake is.
Drake's Landing is some, is it?
Throw a target.
No, Drake's Landing is not.
Goes right up to it.
We have good roads. Yeah, I don't see bad.
Well, we got to do the next section of Drake.
They're not bad.
That is just unreal.
Glacier Ridge is not in it. Drake's Landing is not in the zone. It's like
Town Center.
Town Center is in it. We could look at Town Center. Town Center isn't necessarily a high traffic road like Drake's or Glacier Ridge.
What'd you say?
I would go for Loop Road, probably. I think I would recommend adding Loop Road on for our $50,000 project.
Yeah, you'll know by July, right?
Yeah, and then we...
And if we get approved, Ken can always put it on the back end of the
road plan improvement. If we get additional funding.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I am.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fine by me. I mean, it's going to service more people.
When are we going to get a plan from Ken? Do we know?
Coming up.
Next meeting.
Okay.
What's our stuff?
Yeah, next meeting or the meeting after. You'll
He's been working one day on it.
Yeah. I'm actually meeting with him to finalize it tomorrow morning.
Because one of the questions I asked, I don't want to get off the topic, that I had asked Al in the hallway over there was West Entry Road, which was recently done, but it's such a mess with those... The manholes. I mean, we got to do something about that. I mean,
that was the highway superintendent.
Oh yeah, it was the old.
I asked Ken about that,
but Al just threw a number at me, $25,000 to take care of that.
Problem. Well, when he comes in, we'll see what he. Because I talked to him about that, because we're getting a lot of complaints about
it's sunken. It's getting bad.
And then, you know, I said that, you know, got to get a lot of complaints. What's going to take to do that, and let's get it done. You know, it sucks that we just had it done and we got to redo it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's real.
Al, what's it mean, like, I'm driving down Patchett Road coming from, going towards 370, right? The new part that they just did was fine, but then the older section over by Collington Point's like a reddish color.
It's just a different aggregate in the asphalt mix.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Our fuel tanks at the highway, they're all gone.
Yeah,
we're good with everything.
No, we're not paying him because he's got some concrete debris to take away.
I was over there today. Where is that? Where is that?
Probably buried under a couple of feet of snow.
Right,
oh, it's
right,
under?
Right, John.
Oh.
Right where all the tanks were, buried under snow.
On the left-hand side of the garage, right?
Yeah, it's all on the 60 road side.
On the 60 road side.
Blends in the white.
Did they fill in the ditch? The hole.
Yeah, we'll fill your ditch line down here.
No, no. Did they fill the hole?
They fell in the hole, yes.
Yes, they did. Because there was a swimming pool out there.
With a truck?
Yeah.
Is that how you filled it in?
So, we've held their invoice until they take care of that.
Good.
Okay. All right. I had some questions for Ken when he comes in about the catch basins have to be cleaned out this year. What do I think? Hey, Al. How many how many catch basins did you say we had? 2,300 or 2,800 or something? 2,800. And they got to be done this year?
No, the permit will become effective for
2024. Oh, 2024.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
The new permit.
All right. All right, I thought we had to do it this year. All right, never mind. Good.
Are they supposed to be cleaned every year, Al?
What's that?
Every catch basin, every year.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going to talk about.
When did they change that?
That's what
they're doing. It's always been there.
It's back to 2020 more sewer back. That's the permit that goes into effect in 2024.
Those sewer backs are like $800,000.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you want to just go through that quickly?
Do you guys...
Go ahead, I listened to that.
So on the budget modification, the first five pages are...
Good.
Thank you. Any questions related to any of this?
On the lighting districts.
Yes.
Is this normal? I guess I never remember moving that many.
So initially, when the allocation was done, it was done by assessed value, and it really had to be done by light amount of lights.
Okay.
So that was one of the projects that Bonadio did for us, was reallocating the bond interest and principal. So the entry that was done is adjusting that to make it right for all the districts, and then we can move forward with the correct allocation. So this is that, the reflection of that adjustment.
Okay.
We're done, right?
Are we done?
I think so.
No questions?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll call the work session closed at 6:13.